Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Get Real, hosted by us, BM from Card.
Me, Ash.
And Peniel of B2B.
Where we get honest about the ups and downs of young adulthood, but from our perspective. And once again, we have our guest, Jamie, in the house.
Jamie!
Thank you again. Thank you again for joining us.
Thank you.
And in today's episode, we're talking about clout.
Clout.
Now, yes, this is a term that's been popularized in more recent years, especially with social media. And in a growing world of influencers and public figures who try to stay relevant to a mass audience, how has the idea of clout impacted people's behavior and the way they enter social circles? Watch out for them chasers, though. Before we get into it, interact with us on our socials at The Dive Studios or leave us a comment on our full episode videos at youtube.com/divepods. Subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and Apple Music. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts so more people can know about our show and join in on the fun.
Yes, 5 stars only. Good reviews only.
Good reviews only.
All right. Yeah.
All right, let's get into it. Clout. I feel like…
Hold on, I got a question. Who wrote this script?
Okay, so reading straight off the script. For those who don't know…
Probably Peniel.
What is clout? Do you know what clout is, Peniel?
Yes, I know what clout is. Who wrote this?
The informal definition is influence or power, especially in politics or business.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Politics or business? Okay.
Oh, I didn't know they used the word clout in politics.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
I thought it was just for Instagrammers.
Yeah. I feel like in recent years, clout has had… not recent years, but when the word clout first started being in use…
Mm.
There was a very negative connotation used with it.
I thought it was a negative comment.
Yeah. So, oh, you're doing it for the clout. Oh, you're doing it for like that type of attention. And usually it ties in like with what you said, Instagram or like social media and all that stuff. Like
friendships.
Yeah. Why are you being extra on social media for that, you know, for that clout or whatever? And nowadays, I don't know. I feel like it's normalized.
I think it's just something that smart people would do.
Yeah. Now it's like…
Promotion, marketing.
Yeah, it's like moves now. It's crazy.
I mean, if it's just not legal.
Yeah, I think it's just… It just depends on how you do it now.
Right, yeah. There's like… I feel like there's like levels to it now too. Like you can kind of tell when they're being a little bit too much of a clout chaser.
Yeah.
Like if you're being like way too… I guess…
Cloudy.
Yeah. We could say cloudy.
Cloudy.
Yeah. Do you guys know how to spot a clout chaser?
Yeah.
I feel like there's a word for it.
Did you have one though?
Huh?
Did you have one?
A clout chaser?
I feel like there would be a lot around you guys.
A clout
chaser? People, like even friends. Maybe not like friends, but acquaintances who are trying to like, you know, like get close to you.
Yeah.
Like,
because they can get something out of you.
Yeah.
You got to see how they treat other people. Because they'll be treating them very differently.
Yeah.
From how they treat you.
Yeah.
That's
a big one.
But I don't know the difference for asking help from me that I can give and like asking me because they want something from me. You know, it's similar.
So like being close because they know you got clout and like I could get a couple extra followers off of you.
But it's still like they told me 되니까 they're still talking to me, right?
Yeah. That's… I mean…
So what's the difference? It's really hard to spot it out.
I feel like there really is no difference. Yeah. I feel like it's the same thing pretty much.
It depends on how you get it though. If you think that you can help them in a way and you can see something that you can take out of them if they treat you like that, I think it'd be fine for some people. But
yeah, I feel like for the most part though, clout and when you need to sell something, like marketing something,
bless you.
Supply and demand, like if I'm trying to sell, let's say this cap,
oh wow,
I need to have a lot of people that know about this cap, right?
Mm-hmm. No cap.
So I need no cap. Like I need everyone need to know about this. So, you know, if you got 100,000 followers or a million followers or 3 million followers, I got 10 followers. I'm tied with Jamie. You know what
I mean? Yeah,
like
yeah,
that's
yeah.
like oh. it's because clout and money have a very close tie with each other. You know,
no,
what
I
mean?
Sure. I get, yeah, yeah. No,
that's
I get
like the main reason people want clout.
Exactly
to make money.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. I mean, if you think about what runs the world these days, like social media is like everything, especially for the younger generation.
YouTube and everything, right?
Everyone's clout hungry these days. Everyone.
But do you have some anyone
stupid
next
shit for clout? What?
Do you have anyone next to you though?
I think we've all had one person at least that's been like that. You know, that's kind of treats someone with no followers like, oh, you're nothing. But like when they meet Jamie, it's like, oh, Jamie, nah, 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 you know what I mean? Like, you've never met anyone like that?
No. We all know one person.
Really. No.
Yeah. No, I think another big thing is like their group of friends just keeps changing.
That's a… Yeah. Hood hopper. That's a…
Are we talking about… Okay.
Yeah, we are.
Okay. So,
I honestly feel like clout isn't bad anymore. It's almost like a necessity these days. But the your
like 장사꾼.
Yeah,
it's
but the way you get it, the way you try to
for
get
sure,
it,
for sure.
You know, if it's not sincere, I feel like it's kind of whack.
Oh, but then if I feel that kind of way, I don't
mess with them, right?
No, not at all.
That's good. That's good.
And it's easy to kind of see
I feel bad
when
they talk to me. So
you gotta see how they treat other people.
Yeah. I think that's the main thing.
But how do you say no to them?
You just say no.
Okay. I don't know. I just kind of give them a vibe like I'm not trying to be like tight with you. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think all of us… We wear our hearts on our sleeves. So people can kind of tell. Unless
you
they
got
really…
got a resting bitch face. So people know, especially with you.
Yeah.
Which is good.
If they ask you something and I don't want to… Like, I don't want to do it for them.
You just like… like…
Oh.
Nah. Nah.
Yeah.
I think you just got to be straightforward if they're like asking you favors that you're not comfortable doing.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But it's really
it's hard to say no.
Yeah. Especially in Korea. And to people who's related to your friends.
Yeah.
And then… They ask you and then… Like if it, okay. Even though it's an offer, it's really hard to say. Oh, 괜찮아요.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone… We can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
One example is this. I met you for the first time, right? It's been 15 minutes. I met you for 15 minutes. We haven't really chopped it up or like talked really about anything to get to know each other, right? But you pull out your phone like, oh, yo, I do Instagram. Follow? Yeah, you want to follow each other? That's a big sign. That's like, you know…
I hate those guys.
Yeah, yeah. That's a little bit too much.
And that… 그 부분에선 I can say no directly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I only follow people that I know.
No. Sorry.
I don't know you.
Damn.
Sorry.
Yeah. Or I follow them in front of them and then unfollow right back.
I do
in front
that.
Of them.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
You right in front of them?
Yeah. While I'm talking, I follow. I show them I followed it and then unfollow again.
Damn.
You know if
love it.
If you don't want them following you, you can block them, and then if you unblock them, they're not following you either.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
Like district?
Yeah.
Huh?
District or unblock?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
just block, unblock.
You block and then unblock and then. You're not following them and they're not following you.
And there's these people that has no nunchi at all. Like, I showed them I don't want to follow them. And they're like, why aren't you following me? I'm like, girl.
Oh my god, yeah.
Because I don't want to. Your feed's all about your boobies and butt. And like, what the fuck do I want from that? I mean, if it's about Yes, I would, but no.
The only boobies and booty I like is mine.
Mine. And my mama's. Anyway, yeah. So I hate people who has like been asking me to follow them. Mm-hmm. And I just said, like, I just met them like for 15 minutes, like what BM said.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, what do you want?
That's a bit much.
I had a really awkward encounter once. Mm-hmm. I went to like a bar, right? Mm-hmm. And then I went kind of late. And I got there and my friends are already there. And like everyone's already kind of drunk. And then this girl that like… I just like… It was like the only empty seat. I sat there and there was like a girl sitting across from me. And they were like… Oh, like I shaved my head before too. And I was like… Oh.
I was like,
nice icebreaker conversation, I guess. All of a sudden they're like… Hey, can we be friends? I was like… What?
Because you were bald before? Okay.
I was just like, yeah, we could be friends. I was like, where's this going? And all of a sudden they were like, yeah, let's follow each other on Instagram. I was like, yeah, I literally just got here. I was like, what the? And I was just like, so I was like, oh, yeah. And then I was just going to give them my ID and then I wasn't going to follow them back. So I just gave him my Instagram ID and then they're like, oh, you're not going to follow me back?
Damn, he said that?
Oh, yeah. That's really brave.
It was a guy?
No, it was a girl. Oh. Like, oh, like, you're not going to follow me back? And I was just like, oh, I will. And then… But like, Instagram was like helping me or something. Like, it was like… It wasn't like, refreshing. It wasn't refreshing. So wow. I was like, oh, it's not working. I was like, what's going on?
I'll follow you back later.
And they're like, what? I was like, why aren't… It was like, you don't want to… It's like, are you famous? Why aren't you… I was like…
Oh, so she didn't know you were famous.
Oh.
I have no idea. But then her friend was like, I think she knew. Like, I don't know.
Of course she knew. You're Peniel Shin, dude.
I know.
What does that mean?
You're Peniel Shin. Of course she knows that you're famous.
But I was just like, who asks someone that? It's like, oh, like, are you famous? It's like…
Yeah.
How can they take it brave, Hada? You know, it's actually really hard to ask someone that you don't know, like, to follow them back.
Yeah.
Unless you're that hungry for clout.
Yeah.
Maybe.
She must have been hungry.
Yeah, yeah. So and that's when I did the okay, yeah, I follow you. And then I was like, black, I'm black.
Oh my God.
Bye.
Don't you guys have a lot of acquaintances, not really necessarily close friends, but people who maybe started a business and ask you guys to post it on your Instagram?
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to help. Mm-hmm, you know, like, what do you say? What do they call like a small
gift?
Small shop.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like a startup?
A startup. Small business. I would love to help. But if it's something that, you know, like they just want me to post it because it's just something they want to promote. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's totally different when they ask you. The attitude when they ask you.
Yeah, it's really different. The way they ask. Yeah. Sometimes they're just like, oh, here, look at this. Can you post it? And then you're just like…
Yeah.
Like, I haven't seen you in like years.
I know.
At least ask me how I'm doing instead of…
I just started a brand and I've been
trying to get that?
Well, no. I've been giving those shirts out to like people I'm just really close with.
Yeah.
That I would support.
I didn't get that
exactly.
Shirt.
You want one? I got you on three.
Okay.
It's like… And some people… some people are just mean. And they'll just see everything in a negative light. Because for us too… We're close friends. But of course like you guys are… what do I say? You guys are… You guys have a lot of influence over your fans. And you guys have a lot of fans. And some people will just see it… kindly, like, oh, friends supporting each other. But then there will be times when people are like, stop using your friends. Like,
Right.
Yeah.
And then every post, if you go to their Instagram, the only photos they have is just like with people that's very famous.
Oh, yeah, there are people like that.
Tagging and they're like saying, oh, thank you, bro, for hanging out with me. And then when you get to know them, they don't actually know each other.
Yeah.
Like, and then you just see you on a tag and post and you just barely met them.
Yeah.
Like, who the f is he?
It's always like, with my best friend Jamie.
Yeah.
I was at… Wait, I don't know if you were there. I don't remember. But I remember I was hanging out with like a few people.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all either still in the industry or they were in the industry.
Uh-huh.
And I remember they were looking for a bar to drink at. And we went to like a random one.
Mm-hmm.
And some guy that I haven't seen in like
7-8 years.
Yeah, even when I saw him like back then, I wasn't even close with him.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw him in like, I don't know, maybe like 3 years. Mm-hmm. I think it's been like 3 years since the last time I saw him. Saw him, ran into him, and I was just like, oh, like, what the? I was like, why are they here?
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't even know they were still in Korea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, but then like, they came over and they're like, oh, yo, like, how have you been? Like, to like all of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't even talking to him at first. And like, he like came over and was like, yo, let's take a picture. I was like, oh, hi, how have you been?
What?
And then, so like, all of us took a picture with him, right?
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, yeah, all right. Like, they said we're going to take a group picture. I was like, all right, whatever. We took a group picture.
Immediately Instagram.
And then, on Instagram, they uploaded it. It was like, yo, thanks for coming through to my birthday party. I was like, what the fuck? It was your birthday? I was like, what the hell?
Dude.
That's bad.
That was like a bad…
Don't like, they have integrity? Don't they feel like… Don't they feel bad about themselves?
When I see those
themselves?
Posts, I untag myself.
Yeah. Oh yeah, exactly. So
do I. And then I DM them like…
But Insta story, you can't untag yourself. So.
Right. I say just delete it. My company doesn't want it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even know. I found out through my mentions. They're like, oh, like, oh, Peniel hung out with who and who. I was just like, I did?
Yeah. Mm.
And especially, it's really sad if you were not in a good relationship with someone when mm-hmm. you were young. Like, mm-hmm. for example, you got bullied by them.
Mm-hmm.
And then now they see you that you're famous. They like contact you and be like, do you remember me? Like, we were best friends. And then I don't know if this is for clout, but they posted on Instagram like my old photos with them.
Ooh.
And then they're like, oh, I remember you. We're really doing good. I support you. And I'm just like… Mm.
You were mean to me.
posted that. Okay.
Yeah. That's whack.
They called me and said like, can you talk to my friend? Because he was in Kunde, right? So he added my phone number when he went to the military. And he was like, yeah, like, Kyungna, like, do you remember me? Like, my friend is really a big fan of you. Can you like talk to him?
Yeah.
I really don't like it when they ask you like, can you talk to my friend?
Yeah.
And they don't even ask you like beforehand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's awkward.
Yeah, because you can't stay there when the other person's there like, oh no. Like, oh no, I can't.
Like, 누구세요?
It's like, you can't be like, nah, I'm good. It's like,
nah, tell him to suck and you suck a too.
And then they ask you to sing.
Okay,
shut up.
Yeah, I had a lot. It's like,
phone
진짜 박지민 맞아요? 진짜 박지민 맞아요? Can you sing Rolling in the Deep?
It's a
and
curse.
Then I was so dumb weird. And nice when I was young. I was like, there's a fire in the middle of the street. And everyone was like, what the f*** is that? I'm just talking for real.
Poor Jamie.
Real
shit. Oh,
man.
I was going to say phone calls are okay, but that one's pretty bad. But
that was bad.
I feel like phone calls are better than FaceTime at least.
Oh, no, yeah. Those are the worst.
Talking to the family.
Yeah.
I'll get random FaceTime calls. Yeah. I'm like, oh, dang. I haven't talked to this person in a minute. I'm like, yo, what's up? And like, hey, I'm with a friend. They're a big fan of yours. I'm like, oh, hi. What the
Oh, my God.
I mean, it has to be clear. We love the support. Mm-hmm. We love the support.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's
yeah,
just…
Yeah, yeah.
It's something awkward. That you should know that nobody will like when you call someone for like 2 to 3 years. You haven't talked to anyone. Then just be like, nothing happened. And then call you and just say what you want. And then end the call and you don't talk to them again.
Oh, you want to say something?
Yeah. I just picture something hella funny like, you know…
Spit it out.
If you were a fan of Leonardo DiCaprio and you saw Leonardo DiCaprio on the street, you're just like, yo, do that one scene from Titanic where you die. You know what I mean? So you're not gonna be like, oh yeah, just give me 1 second, let me get in the mood.
Come back.
You know,
there's
that type
so many
of stuff,
people
yeah.
asking me to sing
yeah.
for real on the phone.
I mean,
not lying.
You are a great singer though.
Yeah, but not on the phone, bro. Like,
that's kind of too much.
It's heavy.
Yeah.
I was getting ready to sleep and they're like, can you sing Rolling in the Deep? And I'm so young. I was like, there's a…
God.
I'm not doing that these days.
No.
That's good.
I had a similar experience too, because my ex-boyfriend, like the first ex-boyfriend, the one that I talked about in the last episode that brought flowers and chocolates to my school.
Uh-huh.
Like after we broke up, we didn't talk for a while. But we were still Instagram friends. And then one day like he hit me up and he was like super nice to me because he started working out. He was like, I'll send you some like protein and like stuff that's good for your body. And I was like, okay, thanks. And then a few days later… He was like, oh, what's your number? I'm going to add you on Kakao. And I was like, okay. And then he calls me and he's like, yo, my friend is a huge fan. Can you say hi to him? And I was like, I just woke up and I was barefaced. So I didn't want to show him my bare face. I was like, oh no, I don't think I can right now. I look really bad. And then he was like, why? And I was like, because I just woke up. I look like crap. And he was like, okay, whatever. Okay, bye. And then he hung up and then he goes, yo, I thought we were closer than that.
I thought
we, our relationship, you know, we had a good friendship. And then after that, he just blocked me and he just deleted me. And I was like,
if you're listening to this, you're
Guy lives in Korea?
No, he's from America.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
I mean, read the room, bro. You ain't talked to Ashley in like how many years, and all of a sudden y'all close again?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, you're like best friends. If you send protein,
I sent you some protein. I thought we were best friends. It's like, oh, that's what I have to
do. But did you get the protein?
I did.
Oh, okay. Then I don't know if you're a good friend to him.
No, but it was kind of like he said he offered it and he was like, I'll send it to you. So I was just like, okay. But like I ended up throwing stuff out because it's not like I'm like a heavy workout person. Yeah. I don't even know how to take these supplements and protein. So,
you know, if you read, there's directions on the back.
There were so many.
we need to take on Ash's side. Sorry. Yeah. Wow. You understand you, but still, he got you a present, bro. Like, that was not chill.
Maybe he actually thought you were really close and then you just didn't.
He didn't talk to me for like 7 years and all of a sudden.
7 years?
Yeah.
And then he sent you some protein?
Yeah.
Damn, then he's tight.
he tried to buy your call with some protein.
I don't know, man.
No, there are some friends though that you'd be down to like, you know, like it's like day one homies is like, ah, there's a fire. I'll sing for you.
Yeah.
But you know, there are the people like that you kind of have to distinguish away from those type of people. I feel, yo, there's so many topics we got to get into. Which one?
I want to do the copycat one. Like, did you ever feel like people would copycat you at school if you did or said something like a trend?
Oh.
Or like not even at school.
Dang, did you?
I just wanted to ask you guys.
I never really felt… I felt like this was a big… girl thing, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Girls got mad at each other a lot for like swag biting.
For Ashley, she's like, yeah, I got one. She followed my protein shit. Like, so were you the one who was copying, or was there a girl that was copying you, got on your nerves?
Yeah, there was one girl who was copying me.
Like,
that got on my nerves.
Was it
the hairpin?
It was just like clothes mainly, like fashion wise. But it's like flattering at the same time, but. Yeah. It's like when they try to copy everything. It's kind of like… Like, stop jacking my style.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's like the same color.
Yeah.
Like, just get another color.
Yeah.
From the same brand. There's gray, white, black. Get the black one because I got the white one. Why you got the white one? Yeah, that's different.
But I mean, these days, I feel like everyone just follows the trend. So you can't really be like, oh, she copied me, because there are so many other people doing it and it's everywhere.
It's
but
harder.
Back then, it was kind of more noticeable.
Yeah.
This was like
in
junior high school.
Smaller like circle, yeah.
Yeah, and there wasn't social media,
especially,
so you don't know what everyone else is
wearing.
Especially
when they come up to you and then be like, oh, that's like not cute. And then they have it the next day. Then it's like, you want to fight right now with me. And it's going to be…
Yeah, bad. They're like, what are you wearing?
Like, wow.
The next day, like…
I don't think this looks good on you. And then she's like, it looks good on
me. Do people say that to you? Do people come up to you? Okay, good.
Of course not. They can't.
Oh my God.
I'll cry.
Yeah. Did you guys have…
I was not a fashion person. I never was. I still am not. I just wore whatever my sister bought for me. So I can't say…
Aww.
I don't know if fashion wise, but it was like a boyfriend that I liked. Mm-hmm. I liked this guy, you know, like when I was back in high school.
Uh-huh.
And this friend of mine, I would call a friend back, not now.
Uh-huh.
I would tell her everything, like, I think he's really cute. But then she's like, oh, ew, like, why? And then she was talking to another guy too. But then she messaged him
saying,
like, do you want to hang out?
Ooh.
And that day, Kakao story was really big in Korea, which is like…
Oh, I remember that time. Yeah,
and then I saw her writing comments to every post of him. Like,
oh no.
The next day, I told him that I have a crush on him real bad. And that I don't know if it was copycatting, but like she had to talk to every guy that I had a crush on.
Yo, there are people like that, though. I've heard a lot of stories like that.
Why?
And then I was like, swoop on their man.
She must have been like low key jealous of you, or like.
Yeah. I think that's usually where it comes from. Yeah,
I know
insecurities. But
it's that's really. So I want to ask their emotions. Like, where does it come from? If everyone is in a relationship, you can just go to another person who is not in a relationship, but she has to get someone that is in a relationship, and then they feel really good about themselves. Yeah, they probably take it away from them. I don't know, but that's really weird. 내가 더 잘났지 뭐
이런 거지.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I'm better.
Is that like that feeling of like winning them over? I guess.
Mm.
Yeah,
they're like addicted to that or something. I don't know. That's kind of weird.
That's.
But I do know there's like there's like a little different than that. But I know there's some people that like they need verification from other people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Before they start like they're like oh like she's pretty right? She's pretty right? Like
that's stupid.
And then like if like not everyone says like she's pretty, it's like oh no yeah no I don't really like
trash.
There are people like that.
I'm like really? I was like yeah. What? Do you think she's pretty? Like that's all that matters. What the?
Oh my god. Yeah. No, stop.
But it might be something like that. It's like, oh, Jamie thinks like this guy's cute. Okay, I think he's cute.
Yeah,
then.
Maybe she thought highly of you. But then she wanted to get back at you.
Why won't she just date me if she thinks highly of me? And
maybe
like
she thought highly of you, but she doesn't like you.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
She didn't like you.
Well, I don't have one, so okay. That was really then jump ticket like for all the friendship that I had, that was the worst case. Mm. Going after a person that I like and she knows all the details and she would be the one who would be talking about, I don't think that he's nice or he's cute. Dang. But then the next day you see her hitting up with him.
Dang. That's just wrong.
Yeah.
You ever confront her about it? Like,
yeah,
you
said
she wasn't cute.
We talked.
Oh, I don't think he's cute. Or oh wait, she did say he's cute, huh?
Yeah, no, she did not. Oh.
You should. I mean, you were probably like too young then, but you should have like on her reply. You should reply. I thought you said he was ugly.
No. I took it.
Or you should have just told him. Hey, she said you butt ugly, bro.
No, because he told me.
Oh.
Isn't she your best friend? Like, aren't you guys close? Because she's been DMing me and she's been like making up group chats, like including him. Mm. So that's the way how I knew that she was kind of like try to talk to him. That's so shady. I told her, I called her out, like just alone, and we had a talk. She didn't die. Let's move on.
Yeah. All right, guys. I think this is a good time to transition into mail time.
Yes.
We have a message from our Discord user, Darlene, and she says, Hi guys, I'm just a normal college student trying to make it in life, but I really want to create my own podcast.
Ooh.
Yo, I have a couple ideas on what I want to talk about, but the thing that scares me and is holding me back from doing it is I don't have any followers.
So is this a clout?
I think she's in need of a little bit of clout.
Just joking.
You should have put your at one time, right. By the way. Yeah. I'm not popular. I have a very small group. Friend group, and I have no connections or know anyone in the entertainment world. Because of where I stand in life, I do not know anyone who would want to listen to me. And I really want to start one though and connect it to my career in the future, but I don't know how to get there when I have nothing. Any advice or words of wisdom would really be appreciated. Mm. Next time, share your ad. We'll shout you out.
User is Darlene, so is. I don't know if you use your name for your podcast name, but.
Yeah, you should start now.
Just start. Just start. And then, you know, put it up on YouTube for now. And if you got good content, then those followers are going to come naturally.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 꾸준함. I don't know how to
consistency.
Yeah, consistency. Yeah. That's all.
I was like, wait, what? What did you just say?
Yeah. 꾸준함.
Yeah. Consistency is very important. I feel like, think of it as an investment almost right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Think long term too. Always thinking long term is best.
If you're confident that you got good content, just start.
Yeah.
If you have a friend that has YouTube or something, I think they might help you out. But I don't know if she does. But yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think she does. She says she doesn't have any connections or know anyone.
Oh.
Honestly, one thing that I used to kind of look down upon was when beat makers…
Mm.
Would
DM you
/ comment on pictures like 10 times.
Yeah, check my post.
I used to be like, man, that's so whack. Why are you on my post? But nowadays…
She's like…
But nowadays, I'm like, yo, get it how you can. And I'll actually try to listen.
Mm.
Yeah, because like, you know, back in the day, I'd be like, damn, that's whack. But like nowadays, like, you know, if you don't have that outsource to any type of artist or anything, use every platform that you can, I feel.
That's true.
Yeah, but it's just the way how you… approach.
Yeah.
Like, please, nicely.
Yeah, do it nicely.
Nicely. Then write a nice little comment. Everyone would be like happy to listen to your music, but then it's just like, yo, check out, you know, this. I have a video of something, something,
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
The people that are like, yo, I'm the next Drake. Like, check my.
yeah. That's kind of a reach. It's like, I don't know about the next Drake, bro. Drake's pretty up there.
But you know what? If those people are in your comments, that means you're getting up there, though.
Mm. That, yeah. I mean, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, but then…
And they're hungry for it, too.
If the post is very serious and if it's about something that's very personal and you're, like, in a mood where you don't want any comments like that and they're just, like, listen to my music.
Yeah, it could be irritating. It could be irritating.
If it's like that.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't get stuff like that on my comments, of course. But when I do go on, like, Complex or, you know, really big Instagram sites… I always see comments like, check my page out for dope music. Like, check my page out for funny stuff. But I feel like that's everywhere now. Even on YouTube, small YouTubers will be leaving comments. And fellow YouTubers will be leaving comments on other YouTubers that they don't… That they're not really close to. But then people get… people can see these YouTubers because it's like it'll be like a top comment.
Yeah.
And especially if they leave like a funny, witty comment, then of course that instantly draws you to that person. They're like, oh, who is this person? I'm curious. And they'll go in. So I know that's like a popular tactic that YouTubers use. But I don't feel like it's a bad thing. It's just like how you say
do it.
Like, it's just how you do
approach it.
That's the most important. Like, don't be a douche and don't be a bitch. Like, you just gotta sound genuinely nice.
No. I think the biggest thing that I could say is just be sincere about your content and the way you share it. If you see, if you're passionate about it, people are going to see it. So, you know, do your thing, Darlene.
Yeah.
Darlene.
Good luck.
We have a message from Reddit user 3sickni.
Okay.
3sickni. Okay. My girlfriend and I have been together for 4 months. Things are going great. But ever since I have asked my girlfriend to be exclusive, she has been posting about us on Facebook. I don't mind her posting about us, but sometimes I feel like she wants the world to know she's taken. And the way she portrays it is as if I'm a trophy or something. For example, she will post things like, stay out of my inbox, I'm taken. I feel like she posts this to draw attention to herself and not let it be known that guys want her and leave her alone. Hold on. Let's stop here for a second.
What?
No, and let it be known and that guys want her and leave.
Like, she wants to tell people like, oh, stop DMing me. Like, I'm taken. Like, as
listen,
if
popular.
I am getting
listen,
so many DMs.
If your girl's a dime, this is gonna have guys second think sending her a DM. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if I see that and, like, I'm single and I'm like, stay out of my inbox, I'm like, oh, okay, she don't want me in her inbox. That's just what it means. I don't know. That's just how I take it.
Yeah.
I feel like this could be a little bit on the overthinking side.
Like, coochie?
Yeah.
Do you have to? Like, do you have to say that? Why do you have to say that?
Are you guys think it's kind of like too out there?
Are you guys fighting?
you think it's too out there,
let's
actually?
Let's sit back and watch them.
Chill,
That's the… Let them argue it out.
Okay, we have more.
Okay, I mean,
let me read the rest of it.
Yeah.
She will tag me in everything, even simple Facebook questions. My first day being official, she changed her Facebook status to in a relationship.
That's cute.
3 days later, she asked me to change mine too. She followed me on Instagram and asked me to follow her back. When I buy her things, she posts them on Facebook. I feel like she validates our relationship through Facebook. Whereas me, I don't want our relationship to be based on social media. How do I try to get her to chill out on social media? I think I need to know another side of this story. Is she less like this in real life?
Well, if every date is for posting photos on Instagram, it would be irritating. But I don't know. I think she's really cute. You know, there's different ways. Yeah.
No, I think it's how she reacts to like these presents or whatever in real life though. Like you said, like, let's say like, I don't know, it's like a bracelet or something, you know? Like, is she just like, she like takes a picture of it and she's like, oh my gosh, like my boyfriend got me this. And then she's just like, eh.
Oh, then there
if
are
it's
people
like that,
that
you know?
Yeah, there are people like that.
If it's like that, then it's like, okay, yeah.
Like showing.
That's whack.
Like showing. 보여주기 연애? That's how we call it in Korea.
Like, when you're on a date, like, take a selfie, like, smile, and then, like, oh my god, he took me out to a really nice cafe today, and then, like.
It's like.
Yeah. And then you just like conversation. Yeah. You're just like checking and scrolling.
They were like, can we go home now? Eight.
And I feel like they're all, you also have to put you also have to put into consideration some people really don't like this type of stuff too. Mm-hmm. Like just being on social media heavily.
Yeah.
So
but I mean,
go on.
These days, like I feel like this stuff is kinda like normal though. Just like Facebook, status change, like
Really? You know? I felt like it was more normal when we were younger, but I feel like these days people don't do it as much. Or maybe because my friend group, we don't do it. I don't do it. Because I got to admit, when I was in high school and junior high school, I was like this girl. Because I was so obsessed with like Zynga and MySpace and Facebook. And especially with Facebook, when it was just popping up, like, you know, getting the like button was so satisfying. So, you know, I would write like posts, like long ass posts about, you know, dates and then like post pictures. Even on Tumblr. I went off on Tumblr. And I just… I don't know. I think I really liked the attention more than like the… Of course, I enjoyed the attention my boyfriend gave me. But it was also the comments like, oh my God, so cute. You're so lucky. You're so sweet.
You feel special when you see that kind of stuff, don't you?
But then now I'm just
what is it called?
보여주기식.
보여주기식
연애. Well, it's kind of different though. It wasn't just 보여주기식, but it was…
보여주기식 is something like you go to this place because you want to take photos.
Yeah,
it's something that she was doing in her daily life, but then she just posted. That's
it went a little overboard because I remember the next boyfriend that I dated, he was like, I remember seeing your Tumblr posts and being like, damn, like this guy must treat her mad good. How am I going to live up to his standards? But it was more like, you know, I over exaggerated when I wrote these things.
I mean, 자랑하고 싶지. 자랑하고 싶고. I don't know like how old is this person, but still like… But if you guys don't like… If the other person doesn't like it, you should confront her. Yeah.
I mean, we can't really because of our occupation. We can't really do that. But
of course,
if it wasn't for the occupation, do you guys think you would do the Lovestagram stuff?
No, because I think I'm in this place. Mm-hmm. I would want to try. But if it was just normal life for me, I think I wouldn't.
Mm. Mm.
I think to some degree I would.
Yeah, to some degree. I want to be like every day like, oh my gosh, it's like our 100th day.
Yeah. Like, I don't think I would post like in my description box like no nudes, no twerk videos, no pictures, no DMs.
I'm taking like…
Oh God.
Yeah.
Taking, like,
such like a junior.
Why? You want those
but
videos?
But I would
want
to try because like,
I do get them.
Lovestagram.
No.
Because this never comes back. Like, I'm in my early 20s and I don't even have experience for Lovestagram. I see my friends, like, you know, hashtagging their boys under the nostril like, and stuff. And, like, tagging my boyfriend, like, cuddly boyfriend, like, vibes, matching pajama pictures. Aww. That's so cute. Yeah. I'm, like, I'm just liking it and just, you know, post, like, crying emojis.
That's why I like looking at Hyuna's Instagram because her and Dawn are so
cute. That is so cute.
They're a good couple.
That's really cute.
Are they, like, the only public… Oh, no, there are a lot, but… Like an idol.
But posting Instagram photos.
Yeah.
And just like really public.
Yeah. But they have a lot of supporters. People love it. Because they don't see a lot of that.
I think that it needs to be more viral. Like 그게 좀 더 많아져. Like viral.
Yeah.
So you should do next.
Oh.
Dude, I saw this. I watched this like tea spill video on YouTube. Like I don't follow all the YouTube drama because there are so many. But there are so many couples that like get together, break up. And there was this YouTube couple that made 8 different videos just about their breakup.
Right.
And each video had like over 1 million views, of course. And then the guy started writing a book about like how to be a good boyfriend, like dating coach and stuff like
that.
That's
for real clout.
They're just trying to monetize everything they do.
Wow. Yeah, that's
my head hurts.
I don't know.
I think
8 different videos about their breakup.
Mm-hmm.
When they get more views, the expectations that the fans have, they have to keep it up with it. So when they start the YouTube, right? They didn't really think of how it's going to change the relationship, and then.
So if that type of stuff is kind of dictating the direction of where your relationship is going, I think you kind of need to look at your relationship one more time.
But there are people, like both guy and girl in the relationship, who know what they're doing is for clout. And
But if they like it, I don't think it's a problem.
I mean, if it's for clout and like you're damn near acting in front of the camera, but like behind the camera and you guys are like good and whatnot and whatever… Make your money, I guess.
do you,
I guess. I mean, you know, I can't.
But I'm just like really… I really want to ask them how they film these, like, you know, like when they hug each other, like it's in a perfect angle, like literally they have like cameras like that, and they're like, "I love you." And
it's
like,
pretty much acting, right?
I don't know how you film like, that.
How many takes did you?
Yeah,
it's like
she's like, "Ask me again." Oh, ask me again. Oh, I don't know how they film it. It's really I don't know how.
I mean, I'm sure if they've been YouTubing for a while, they know all the angles and stuff already. So,
yeah.
You know.
I can't knock on it, but I don't support it.
But in the beginning,
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I think I'm not that kind of person too.
Yeah, I don't think I
do something like that.
We kind of went off track. But to answer your question, I feel like one… it depends on your perspective of it. I mean, your perspective and her perspective on the relationship could be a little bit different. You could confront her nicely about it. Be like, "Hey, why everything got to go on Facebook? Why can't me and you kind of be like me and you here now?" If you feel like she's too, you know, invested into her social media and her phone. So yeah, hopefully this is some good advice.
I
would just confront her. I'd be like…
Can
you stop posting photos?
Like, yeah.
We don't have enough information, I feel like.
Yeah.
We don't know what age you are. Like, if you're under 16.
So…
Then girl, she wants to post everything.
So just talk to her about it.
Yeah.
But don't… Make it seem like you're like attacking her.
Yeah. Because then she could come back…
Why you post?
Yeah, she could come back with that. "I'm showing the world how much we love each other and how much you appreciate me. And showing, you know, I'm just, you know, showing everyone our affection." So don't let her say that though.
Confront.
You be smart.
With love, with
don't
love.
Don't criticize.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. Yeah.
All right, bye.
Yeah. Hopefully that was some good advice for you guys. We got into a lot. We could have gone into more. I feel like this episode can have a part two, to be honest with you. But
Yeah,
man. We got in on a lot about clout. If you are a clout chaser that takes unnecessary means to get that clout, kind of check yourself one time.
Yeah, then f*** you.
Yeah. If you need it, you know, I feel like it's a big necessity nowadays. But, you know, get it how you can. Be sincere. And yeah, man. Be polite. And get your money, boo-boo. You know what I mean?
All right.
Yeah. Guys, if you wish to stay updated on this show, IG and Twitter at The Dive Studios. Full episodes on youtube.com/divepods. Once again, subscribe to and review this podcast. Thank you everyone for coming out. Thank you again, Jamie, for joining us.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Do anything for clout. Do anything for clout.
You guys tell us, shout out your
social media right now.
Oh, yeah.
At GMANX, Jamie is my Instagram.
Hey. Yeah.
Also, this is Matthew's brand.
Yeah. That's my brand. Healer World. AAA. Yes. Bullying.
Hello, this is Joan Kim.
Hi, this is Stephanie Makova.
And we're here to let you know that we are premiering our very own show here at Dive Studios.
It's called The Beauty Bar, and we're your beauty tenders, and we'll talk about everything skincare related, beauty related, and give you some inside scoop on the hottest products and trends from South Korea.
But also, we want the show to be a space where we discuss bigger topics and how we can best let our inner beauty shine through. Because guess what? You're beautiful.
And you're hot. And you're smart.
Whoa, maybe we're coming on a little strong, aren't we?
I'm really excited.
Me too.
Okay, so let's go. We'll see you all at the Beauty Bar.
Make sure to subscribe to the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts so you never miss an episode. See you soon.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to… Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.